Everyone is probably tired after the last few days, but they'll be tired before it's all over from a committee perspective. But we're excited. Things are looking good. The weather has been kind to us. Our teams are well up on last year. And just the excitement building is just really magic at this time. We're delighted to be having such great weather and looking forward to it immensely.
And what time is kickoff? When should people start coming around to see everything that's happening?
Yeah, the first lap kicks off at 5 o'clock. That's the survivors lap. But from, you know, half four on, in fact, from 4 o'clock on, there's music on stage. But by the time half four comes, all the teams are ready in place. The survivors will be there. The carers will be there. And after our first lap, and then the carers lap and the team, the survivors go on their banquet to the LYIT canteen. And, you know, that probably takes about an hour and a half. And they're entertained there by the Wild Rovers. And it's just a lovely evening for the survivors. There are VIP guests. And it's just lovely. I mean, to see the number of purple shirts, it's immense to see them, but it's sad to see them at the same time that there are so many people there. But at least at this point in time, they're offering hope to everyone else undergoing a cancer journey at this particular stage. So survivors are just, it's so great to have them.
This event will touch the hearts of many around the county. Cancer is something that affects a lot of families throughout Donegal.
Yeah, there's probably not a family in the county, in fact, a family in the country that hasn't been affected by cancer. And unfortunately, statistics show that going forward, one in two of us will hear the words, "You have cancer." But the only encouraging thing is that the treatments are getting better through research, and people are living longer with it, but it's still a frightening statistic that one in two of us will hear the words, "In our lifetime, you have cancer." Play for Life, you know, assures people that they're not alone and gives them hope to come along and enjoy and meet other people who have had a cancer diagnosis themselves and see so many happy faces amongst the survivors. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And it is events like this that helps families get support as well as helping into further treatment processes and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, like last year in Donegal at Relay for Life, we raised 101,000, but the Irish Cancer Society actually spent 252,000 in Donegal. Like, you know, night nursing, volunteer driver service, you know, where it's a free transport service where train drivers are taking people from their own front door into Letterkenny for the treatment and leaving them back home again. And that, you know, is a great load of the mind of not only the cancer patient, but also their family, that they have someone there to do that for them. And, you know, counselling sessions, financial support. It's just, you know, and the Daffodil Centre is there in Letterkenny Hospital, and also a very important number, 1800 200 700, if anybody wants to talk to a cancer nurse at the end of the phone about any queries they may have.